It is Troy with Rural Focus. Time now to catch up with Jamie Lowe from the National Native Title Council. Jamie, the CEO there. Hey, Jamie, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks for having me.
As you would know, of course, the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act, plenty of information sessions happening around WA. The state government want to bring this in a couple of weeks' time on the 1st of July. From a National Native Title Council point of view, mate, what are your thoughts on this?
Listen, we think it's been a long process. We don't necessarily agree with government that it's been this co-design process, something that's been designed with our people. You know, there has been extensive consultation, though, not only with, you know, Aboriginal people across the state, but also with industry, farmers. Like, you know, everyone's had the opportunity to have input here. Of course, we think the legislation and the regs don't go far enough in supporting and protecting Aboriginal heritage across the state. And, of course, there's another point of view of that, that, you know, it goes a little bit too far, and there's quite a bit of angst and anxiety around what that actually means for the landowners out there. So we, you know, in an imperfect world, it's time to, you know, July 1st is like a couple of weeks away. Let's, you know, not to be too crude about it, but let's get on with it, shall we, and see what it looks like.
Has the legislation, mate, has it been imposed on you from the WA state government?
Well, we know that the legislation at the moment needed to be repaired, yeah. It's old. It's back in the 70s. You know, some have said, you know, it's almost as old as some of the heritage that exists in WA. So it's been, you know, over a decade now. Not only the Aboriginal community, but, you know, industry, others have been saying that this legislation needs to be modernised and, you know, put into the 21st century. So, you know, there has been calls for it. We would have liked to have had more of a say in what actually that looks like, given that it's Aboriginal heritage we're talking about. So, yeah, there has been calls for it for a long time, not only from the Aboriginal community, but, you know, industry and others out there as well.
A lot of the farming community here in WA, mate, say it's a reflection of the massive anxiety, not just for them, but also in their local communities. What are you going to say about that?
Well, you know, I would encourage them to actually get across the detail. I think for some of the stuff that I've been hearing is just kind of more, it's not actually the case, you know, like, you know, the swimming pools in the backyard, kind of, you know, you're not going to be able to do this and that. It's just not actually true. So we just need to, I wouldn't say, you know, it's a bit flippant to say relax a little bit, but you need to get into the room with people that actually can talk through the detail and what it actually means to you. If you're knowingly destroying heritage, you know, there's going to be a consequence, and that should be the way. And, you know, not only with our heritage, Aboriginal heritage, but even built heritage, if you buy a house with a heritage overlay and you purposefully, you know, do something to that, there's going to be a consequence, yeah? So we're not saying anything different here. We're just bringing it in line to that. And, you know, I would say that it promotes protection, and not only for us to protect it, Aboriginal people, but for everyone to protect it and celebrate it, because, you know, we're living in Australia together, so we need to work together on this as well.
A lot of people calling for the Act from July 1 to be pushed back so, you know, they can still get their heads around it and everything else, like you say, mate. And they also went on to say that the new legislation that they know of is still not ready yet. Is that what you're hearing too?
Well, yeah, well, we would like to be pushed back as well, but for different reasons for the farmers. Like I said, like this, we think that, you know, there's a number of things that we don't think sit right with us. We think the penalties don't go far enough, for example. We think the minister has too much of a say of actually approvals on heritage or on components. So, and there's some other fundamental things that we don't think are right within the Act. So, you know, if we're talking about the farmers here and they want it to be pushed back for it to be, you know, more in kind of line with what they're thinking, you know, we'll make representations that it should be. So this is what I'm saying. So we can have this debate. We've been having it for a long time. So maybe it's time that we just get on with it and start working together towards a better future for, you know, heritage in Australia.
There are no LACs in place at the moment. Can you talk us through what LACs actually is, mate?
Well, LACs, local Aboriginal heritage consultative groups, they'll be the ones that are actually managing country and heritage, any particular, you know, in locations out there in the regions, et cetera. So at the moment, there's no actual established bodies like that within WA. They usually rely on the prescribed body corporate from the native title body or the land council to be able to provide that service. But it wasn't I guess it was hard, I guess, because they never were actually charged with that duty. So I think the last are a good thing. And so, of course, none of them are in place at the moment, but they will start, you know, over the next, you know, 6 or 12 months, start being established. And there'll be some teething issues. No one's denying there won't be some. This is a new way of doing business, and there will be some teething issues. So we just need to work through them, yeah?
As part of the Native Title Council CEO, what are you hearing from people around regional WA?
Yeah, well, they're anxious as well. So, like, our members, and, you know, they're anxious of what it actually means to them. There'll be an increased, you know, duty for them to be going out there and, you know, doing surveys and whatnot. So their capacity and their resources to be able to do that is critical. We don't think the kind of state's come to the party enough on that. There's a bit too much still a reliance on industry and also other landholders to be able to resource this. So, you know, we think that the state should actually kind of resource this process more to make it easier for everyone.
Almost 30,000 people have signed the ACH Act petition, which is, it did finish around midnight last night. What are your thoughts on that?
It tells me that, you know, there's a bit of division within the state. So, you know, we need to do better at, you know, walking this kind of journey together. So we, you know, there's a bit of olive branch there, I reckon, so to be able to talk to your First Nations, you know, I'm sure they'd know someone, a friend or whatnot, within the Aboriginal community to have those discussions with them. And, you know, hopefully they can give them a better understanding of what this means to us.
Going forward with this, mate, what would you like to see from a National Native Title Council point of view?
Well, we're talking about here in the state of WA, but this is the situation across the country. So we just like to see some uniformity across the country as far as heritage protection goes. We know that, you know, there's been some infamous incidents in recent times with heritage being destroyed here, and we, you know, enough. So we need to be protected, and, you know, hopefully this legislation goes part of the way to do that. And I think it's a bit of an educational piece here to talk to, you know, landholders, et cetera, about the value of heritage, to get them to actually kind of value it as well as we do. Maybe not reaching the kind of same kind of values as we do, but, you know, they need to value it nonetheless. So that's something that I would call out to those guys.
You say that you've had plenty of consultation with the WA state government. How much consultation have you actually had?
Well, this has been a long process, and, you know, there was these, like, we haven't had any direct, but there's been public forums, yeah? There's been public
forums.
You're
right at the moment,
but even before this, for a couple of years now. And so there's been ample opportunity, I guess, they would say, for people to have input in the forming of this. And I think now that it's just more information sessions about what the actual legislation is. So rather than in the design process, there was a lot of consultations, and now there's information sessions to, you know, get people across what this actually means to them. So
could we be holding businesses, though, to ransom heading forward?
I wouldn't think so. Yeah. I don't see, like, this is some of the myths that are kind of represented out there. It's not true. It's just not true. But if you've got a piece of hair, it doesn't mean things stop. You just, like, you just got to protect that piece of heritage, yeah? So, like, pulled-down approach. So I think that these narratives are kind of being built out there. It's just, you know, we just need to stick to the facts. It's important.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I'm sure there's plenty of growers around regional WA that want to protect the Aboriginal cultural heritage. But could you see the system, say, being abused in a way?
Well, I'm not sure how it would be abused.
Could somebody sort of, you know, dig up some land without sort of, you know, going through the channels that the WA state government want the farmers or growers to go through?
That would be on them. So if they knowingly do that, that would be on them. And if there was heritage there and you know, that heritage is then destroyed, you know, there'll be consequences to pay. Yeah, and that's what happens at the moment. This is the problem. So we know out there through anecdotal stories and, you know, actual, you know, qualitative and quantitative data that, you know, heritage has been destroyed. So we know that, you know, people haven't been able to be trusted with, you know, the heritage and being able to protect it. So we needed to change it up.
Hey, Jamie Lowe, the CEO of the National Native Title Council, mate. Hey, thanks for coming on Rural Focus and giving your side of the story this morning, mate.
No problem.